Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always a delight to speak to Niamh Cooper from Seven Stars. Niamh, let's start by looking at the move to Stars at the start of 2024. And you know I love a good pun. So it's really shone a new light on your game, hasn't it?
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Andy, back on the show. Joining Seven Stars this year has, I think I was probably just at the point in my career where I needed a bit of a change and just to have a look at something different. And I'd obviously, from afar, seen how well Joe had done with the Stars in terms of the culture and the environment that they created up at Worcester last year. And then obviously with Joe being a Kiwi coach but a defensive based coach, just really attracted me to the idea of coming up and trying something new. My whole career I've been coached by attackers who no criticism to them, they were brilliant, but just to get something new, that seemed like a no-brainer to me.
And Joe's really building a proper culture in the squad as well, that's really showing in the first couple of rounds, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because everybody talks about it, and before I arrived everyone was like, oh, the Stars culture, they have a great culture, they have a great environment. And I think it's the onus very much is definitely on the precedent that the coach sets and the environment that she tries to create, but the onus very much is on the players and buying into that and trusting what the coach is saying. And I was partly, you know, we'll believe it when we see it, but everything that you hear is very much true. You know, I think not only what Joe's creating, but what all the players here are buying into is something really special. And I think it's definitely creating success in Worcester, as we've seen in the first few matches of the season.
What's the vice captain of that bunch of weirdos like for you?
Do you know what? I was really honoured to be asked to be the vice captain by the girls. I said to a couple of people, I wonder, is there an element of you're the oldest? So you're in. But no, I mean, they really are. They call themselves a bunch of weirdos. And I think I slot right into that because I'm a bit of a weirdo myself. And I mean that with the best of respect to all the girls. But it's been really fun. I'm sitting behind Gabby as captain. She's such a natural leader. You know, I've been captained by many, many girls before, all fantastic leaders in their own right. But Gabby has a real natural way about leading the group of girls and setting the standards at Stars. You know, she is a star through and through. She works with the PDP, she works at the university, and she lives, breathes, sleeps Seven Stars, and it comes through when we're training. She's just so passionate. So my job's really easy, really. I just have to shout words of encouragement every so often and be a bit of a sounding board for her now and again. But yeah, obviously it was a massive honour.
Claire recently messaged that there are some players who were born to play for Stars and you're one of them. And she also said that she forgot that you were new this year. Such a great teammate on and off the court. So that question is, any cash involved in that tweet?
I need to square Claire up for that, actually. She sent me through the invoice. No, I'm only joking. I think just, you know, the person that I am is I am quite loud. I'm quite out there. I've got quite a big personality, and I think joining a new team, I was quite nervous, you know, that will they buy into who I am, because it's a bit of mustard, to be honest. Some people love it, some people are like, get out of my face with your TikToks, you know. But I think, as I said, with the culture and the way that everything runs up here, that was very much welcomed, and it allowed me to kind of slot in quite well with the girls. I think also Stars have a great setup up here, and I was able to stay with a few of the girls whenever I was getting myself settled on the move from between Guildford and Worcester. So there was an opportunity to sort of stay with a few of them, which meant I got to know them really quickly. There's something about making your toast and your cereal in the morning with somebody that really helps you get to know them. And I think it allowed me to sort of settle in quicker than probably I would have otherwise. So all of a sudden I just seemed like part of the furniture, I think.
What changes and advantages are you seeing in your game already?
I think it's probably just the trust in what I can bring to the team. You know, as a defensive unit, we're trying different structures every week at the moment. We're trying to build on them week on week. And I think it's having the understanding that the coach believes in what I can do and what I can bring. that has really helped me solidify my game and knowing that, yes, I might not come out with massive, big screaming interceptions, but that everything that I'm doing is building towards a team gain, whether it's just the ball going off the back line or whether it's a superstar like Jazz Brown coming out with the ball at the back. It doesn't matter. You know, a gain is a gain. And that has very much been, I suppose, honed in on us. And that belief that's been given to me then that I'm playing a role that's really important has allowed me to thrive, I think, over the last couple of weeks.
Jazz has had a strong start of the season. You were team of the week as well. What's that all about?
I know. There's some weird voodoo stuff going on. I don't know. But like Jazz Brown is such a talent. She's also just a class human. You know, she's really funny, so laid back for her age. And I am just so excited to see what comes with Jazz, because we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg at this stage. I mean, girl's only played netball for about 4 years, and already look how good she is. So she's going to go bigger and better places than I ever will. And I just need to get that autograph off her, actually, before she goes there, so that I can say that I knew her before she got big time, you know.
It was nice the other week as well. Becky and Yasmin came to see you at the game, and just things like that still make it really special, that ex-Storm connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, at the end of the day, I think netball is great in terms of it being a physical game, and you know, exercising and wanting to win and all that stuff is really, really important. But ultimately, when it's all said and done and your hips have got given out and you've got no ligaments in your ankle left, it's the players that and the friends that you've made along the way that are the most important thing. And I've made such tight connections at Storm, made really good friends for life, and there are things that will stay there forever. So I keep in touch with Yaz on a weekly basis. You know, I'm always talking to Yaz, and she's always texting me tips. Neve, try this against the wing attack, try that against the wing attack, have you done this in training? You know, so she's still coaching me from afar. And Becky has always been a wee bit of a second mum to me over in England, obviously. So she's always super supportive and checking in on how I'm doing. So to get the two of them down to Worcester was really special, especially because they were coming up against the Cardiff Dragons, and they got a chance to catch in with Leah at the same time. So I'm really, really appreciative of all the support. And obviously I miss the girls down in Guildford, but we try and keep in touch as much as we can.
And that next game away is to Dragons. So have you been watching them this season? Anything surprise you from them?
Oh yeah, I've been watching them closely. They're the new Aussies in Wales is what I've been calling them, because there's so many Aussies in their team. But they've been smashing it, you know. Obviously, I want Stars to do really well, but when I'm not going for Stars, I'm number one fan of the Green and White Army or whatever they call themselves.
Nice, because
I think they've been really exceptional. Some of their games, pushing a lot of the teams that were unfortunate to get the draw against Mavs, because I think they deserve the win, and to push Rhinos all the way as well. We definitely are not underestimating the task that we have this weekend. I mean, they beat us in the preseason. We've learned a lot from that, but they've had 5-6 matches as well under their belt to really solidify their combinations. So they're a team not to be underestimated. So we'll be going in from the very first whistle hard this weekend to try and keep a win under the belt for us.
Best of luck at the weekend. Cheers, Neve. Speak soon.
Yep, definitely.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.